There are those among us who serve as celestial historians and storytellers, bringing to light inner perceptions long hidden within the human psyche, as well as information that helps explain our life on Earth with its mysteries, great and small. If it is higher consciousness you seek, we invite you to bring your spiritual nature and an open mind as we go journeying into non-traditional concepts that continue to influence human lives today. Anna was first introduced by SEE Publishing Company, part of the nonprofit Share Foundation. She was an extraordinary, powerful woman who light-conceived her daughter Mary and taught her the Essene way of life so Mary could fulfill her role as mother for the expected Messiah, Jesus. Although readers of the Edgar Cayce materials may know something of the Essenes and Anna's spiritual importance to Mary, her grandson Jesus, Mary Magdalene, and others, one must wonder why Bibles and history books rarely mention her essential role. How is it possible that Anna has been forgotten or ignored by two major religions for so long? It is for this reason that we introduce you to Anna and a small secretive group of Jews who deliberately created a holy community of light servers capable of supporting the divine plan known as the greatest story ever told. In looking at Judaic literature for an answer, we find that it totally ignores the vital role Anna played in those profound biblical times before the birth of Jesus. Whether earlier mainstream Jews rejected the importance of the entire Essene group at large, or just Anna because she was a woman, is not known. Perhaps, like the Roman Catholic Church that eventually sainted Anna as Saint Anne, they were both merely ignorant of her true role in the Holy Land events of 2,000 years ago. Unbelievably, the recent Catholic Encyclopedia dismisses Anna with the following comment: "Of the mother of Our Lady, nothing is certainly known. Even for her name and that of husband Joachim, we have to depend upon the apocryphal Protoevangelium of James, which, though in its earliest forms is very ancient, is not a trustworthy document." Although officially sainted, Anna's importance seems greatly diluted within the Roman Catholic Church until later in the 6th century, when the Emperor Justinian I dedicated a shrine to her. Then in the early 700s, Pope Constantine is said to have introduced devotion to her in the church in Rome. Further silence about her life continues until the 14th and 15th centuries, when her popularity seems to have brightened again. This touching appreciation of Anna is artistically expressed by world-famous artist Leonardo da Vinci, 1425 to 1519, in his drawing entitled The Virgin and Child with St. Anne and St. John the Baptist, now in the National Gallery in London. In this group portrait, Anna is shown just behind her daughter Mary's side, with Anna's hand obviously pointing upward to a sketch of the Holy City, perhaps acknowledging her recognition of the family's spiritual source, as well as the importance of the baby Jesus and John the Baptist. As the centuries passed and the Catholic Church's motives became more and more unethical, certain theologians and philosophers openly accused the Church and challenged their behaviors. As the Reformation movements continued their accusations, it was Frederick the Great himself in 1790 who wrote, "Jesus really was an Essene. He was imbued with Essene ethics." Less than a century later, as the religious questioning and fervor continued, Ernest Renan wrote a book suggesting that Christianity is an Essenism that has largely succeeded. Whatever the reasons for this scarcity of past information, we now invite you to open a new chapter in biblical history by meeting both Anna and the Essenes. It is time to acknowledge that a complex plan of assistance from celestial realms required incarnation of embodied spiritual volunteers to help anchor and fulfill the ancient prophecies of bringing a Messiah into physical life. It is our contention that Jesus' grandmother, Anna, willingly cooperated with many celestial beings to assist in the divine event of bringing Mary, Jesus, Mary Magdalene, and others onto planet Earth.